Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge World. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there today? Hope everybody's doing mighty fine. Got some good weather going on today. As we know, we have some bad weather going on over the weekend. So I don't know just how much racing was going on over the weekend due to the bad weather down here in Texas. But we got past it, got better days ahead of us, a lot of things going on. But if by chance anybody had a race somewhere, I want to come on and share it, feel free to push the one button. Or if you got an upcoming event, you want to talk about your upcoming event, push the one button and get ready to come on and talk about your upcoming event. We're going to go in. You know, I got a special guest coming on tonight. Also, we want to speak about something as a topic. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about who's hot and fans. We're really, really trying to get more fans' participation. So we like to have fans come on, give your comment, give your participation. Well, what you think about the Grudge Gang, good, bad, positive. We like to hear fan input, so we got a fan gonna come on tonight, a little later on. But as we always do, as you know, we got to go with Ernie and let Ernie come on with Tech Tip and talk about something. So we're trying to get Ernie on as we speak. And just hold a minute. Working, trying to get him on. Ernie, busy person, so. Then come on, get Turk to. Hey, Ernie, how you doing?
Hey, Tracy, what's happening, man?
I'm doing all right, man.
been a good busy day. It's been a good week last week. We had some cars down at the No Mercy race down at South Georgia Motorsport Park. Scotty Ray took the win in his class. We had a mud racer down in Alabama take the win in his class. Some grudge racers up in Darlington cleaned house up there. And we had a good weekend. Good weekend.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, those winds are nice. We got to get some of these Texas guys so we can get them up on our webpage so that they can be, you know, banners for CompuCar.
Yeah, it would be nice. Like you say, we're trying to spread this thing around. And, you know, I got people calling me all the time, you know, asking about you and asking about stuff, and I'm passing them on. And so, you know, people appreciate the fact that you come on giving them tech tips, you know.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. There's been a little, I'm not going to say problems, but a couple of aggravations with some of the other shows that I do. Seems that some tuners have been complaining that I'm giving away some of their secrets and that I shouldn't do that, that that's their living. And my thing was, I've been racing for 40 years, and I'm going to give back the information that people taught me, and I've been taught by some of the best, and it's time, you know, payback. If those people can't stand it, that I might be giving away a secret that they don't want, they just have to live with it.
I heard that, Ernie. I mean, you know, you're a stand-up guy, you know, and I can understand that, but like you say, you got to do what you feel like you got to do what's right, so that's a good thing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. What I want to talk about tonight, Tracy, was some of the, you know, I've been touching things that most people tend to forget about, and what I want to talk tonight is the fuel line that's in your race car. How long has it been in your race car? How many different fuels have been in it? How many times has it been empty? How many times has it dried out? The life expectancy on a braided steel fuel line is about 2 years with the racing fuels that we use till it starts breaking down and deteriorating and the inner liner starts coming out. And you start getting bits of rubber. It starts off as a super fine black coating on some of your pieces. Then you start getting little chips of rubber. Before you know it, you can get chunks. And these chunks can get hung in your fuel pump, in the bypass from the fuel pump back to the tank. They can get into your carburetor, your regulators, and really wreak havoc. So pay attention to what your car is doing. And if you take your carburetor out or take it apart and you see trash in the bottom of it, don't just say, I'm going to clean it out. If it looks like fine pieces of rubber, before that causes a major problem, you know, change out that fuel line. But it definitely need to keep a track on it because, like I say, 2-3 years, it's fairly wore out. It needs to be replaced because it'll dry when you take the fuel out of it and start cracking. Another thing I was going to talk about it tonight is, you know, everybody's towing back and forth to races. And when was the last time anybody looked up underneath their truck to see what their tow bar looked like, the bumper hitch, whether or not you got a Reese hitch or not? Have you checked to make sure that the ball is tight, even the fifth wheelers in the bed? Have you put any grease on them? These things will wear out, and going down the road, you get a lot of flex when you're turning, and it'll unscrew a trailer ball. If you have the ball on the bumper of the truck, you need to go up underneath the truck and make sure that there is a support from the frame itself to that bumper. If not, the only thing holding that ball on the truck is just the flimsy bumper that's on these cars today and the four bolts holding it to the frame extensions. Easy to pull them out. They're extremely soft. Most of them only have a tongue weight of 800 to 1,000 pounds. And a lot of us, you know, I'm guilty of it too, have gone out there and put your race car in, put your four-wheeler in, you know, four or five jugs of fuel with half a dozen, nitrous bottles, tools, everything else. And before you know it, the trailer is overloaded. Well, that weight goes to the tongue, which is the tongue, your tongue weight. When you hook it up to your truck, back up and look at it, and are the front fenders from the truck tipping up? If they're tipping up, you got too much weight on the nose of that trailer. You need to put it to the back of the trailer. If the back of the trailer is lifting up and the front's tipping down, you got too much weight in the back, you need to transfer it to the front. You always want to keep your trailer balanced. Make sure the brakes are good. Because when you're going down the road, you're going down some of these mountains, if that trailer starts walking with you, it'll turn your truck over. It'll snatch the bumper off the car. And then you're going to lose your rig because you've got safety chains. Well, you should have safety chains hooked to the chassis, not to the bumper, to the chassis. Because if that bumper gives way or that ball comes loose, the only thing that's going to keep that trailer from taking off are those chains that hold it in place. And if you do have breakaway brakes, those, you always want to make sure that the trailer activates first. So you're stopping with the trailer, not with the truck. Most vehicles tend to be front heavy, and they'll brake with the front brakes instead of the rear. If you're doing that and the trailer gets a little wiggly, it's going to push around and put the truck sideways, or like I say, roll the truck. You know, these are just some things to look at. It's that time of the year again. It's the end of the season, like I've said before. And, you know, we tend to put everything, oh, I'll look at that before we go racing next year. Let's make sure you got something to go racing. You know, safety never has an off season. You got to stay with it all the time. You got to check these little things, make sure everything's okay. In doing that, you'll have a safe trip to the race. You'll know you'll be able to get back. And the other day we were talking about the trailer tires. Make sure you get the right trailer tires, the rating for the trailer tires, so that it can pull that weight. A good friend of mine owns a racetrack. I was looking at his trailer this weekend, and he had 215, 75, 16 LTs on it, C rating. That's a light truck rating. That's what you'd put on an F-150. You know, or a trailer, you need a 10-ply, 12-ply, 14-ply. Tires are not that expensive. I priced some for him today, and 14-ply tires for his trailer with 16-inch rims were $150 a piece. Man, we're talking about putting you're talking about putting a set of tires on there that's going to last you probably the life of the trailer. Because as you're going down the road with light tires, they're going to squirm. You're going to drag them off. You're going to wear them out. How many times have you gone down the road to going to a race and had to replace two flats on your trailer? You know, this all can be solved with putting the proper tires on the trailer. So, Tracy, I'm going to turn that back over to you. And if we've got any questions, I'll help out with some tech that people have got. Like I say, tonight's just one of those, let's pay attention to safety, especially on the road.
Hey, you never can get too much information on safety, honey, and people appreciate that. You always got to always have a freshen up on that safety stuff, so that's a good deal. If we got anybody on the line that got a question for Ernie about anything, you can push the one button. If your hand is up and you got a question, Ernie, push the one button and take your hand down, and then turn around and push it again, it'll come back up to the top. We'll know you got a specific question about Ernie. So,
yeah, this way we'll get some good tech questions and we'll be able to get right into the meat of it. And anything goes. I'll try to help you any way we can. If it is a long answer or something you need private, you know, give me a call at the shop. I'll be more than happy to help you with something private. Any combination that we work with you or that you tell me, those combinations don't go anywhere. my word to you is nobody gets your combination. I don't care who it is. Well, what's Tracy running? Well, Tracy's running his combination. It's nobody's business. You know, you're going to be running yours. He runs his. And since you don't have the same motor, the same car, and drive the same, it ain't going to work anyhow.
That's right. So, hey, Sheriff, so we got anybody on there? Ernie, have you seen anything? Open the mic. You know, a lot of people like to come on, Ernie, and hear you talk and soak it in. And then sometimes I get some calls and people talk about, man, you know, I like that. So a lot of people, you know, hadn't stepped up. They'll call you behind the scenes sometime and talk to you. But some of them don't want to ask questions. I know you do a show on Monday. And y'all have
Tracy, the last show we did last Tuesday, the next day, Wednesday, I had 11 calls from your show. So, like I say, it's what we're going to do tonight is tell people a few things. And then there's a lot of people out there that, you know, want to keep their stuff quiet or really don't want to ask the question on air. And, you know, I respect that, you know. That's what we are. So we get a lot of response after the show. So that's perfect. That's the way that it should be.
Okay, that's great. Hey, sure. We got anybody for Ernie right now?
Batman has a question for Ernie. Batman, your mic is open.
Batman, what's happening, my friend?
Hold on,
Batman.
I'm trying to get his mic open. Hold on.
For
some reason,
No, leave it off. That's probably the best thing. We can get words said now.
Tracy, see if you can open up Batman's mic on your end.
Okay. Give me a second here. Let me see if I get it.
Hello.
What's going on, Batman? Your mic open. What's going on?
What's happening, man? What's happening, Ernie, man? I miss y'all last Tuesday, man. I was 3,000 miles away from y'all, man.
Where were you at? Down in Ennis, Texas?
No, matter of fact, I took a cruise, man. I went to Barbados, man. So I was on the other side of the world, man.
Oh, man. I tell you what, you can have the cruises. I can't stand those things. You know, people love them, and I go to Barbados. I want to fly, just like Jamaica and all. You know, I got to fly.
I had a blast, man. But anyway, hey, man, you were talking about people. You're giving the people tunas, man. You know, I'm gonna tell you something, Ernie. People can say what they want to say about these tunas. You can actually write down a tune of somebody. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to make it right. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know why people complain about you giving up tune-ups. I think it's very helpful for you, you know, giving out these answers to a lot of stuff that people don't know, especially to the beginner racers, you know what I'm saying? Because all that does is make people want to race even more, man. You know, some people can't afford to go to other people to get tune-ups. You know, they might want to figure it out themselves, you know.
We have these tutors now. They're just the opposite. Their deal is they want to come up to your car and put this combination in, and you go to the other end and pay them. You know?
Well,
My thing is, the more you know about your car, the more about you know about your combination, the easier it's going to be for you to race. And, you know, here again, you can pass it on. You go, you know, I did this, that worked, and... You know, it's fun.
You know, but like I said, man, it's a good thing you come on the show, give some tech tips, a lot of things, man, because there's a lot of racers out here, man. Like you said, man, you got two kind of racers. You got racers that don't want to work on their car, will have somebody to do it, and then you got racers who want to work on their car and want to figure out their stuff, their own stuff. So, I mean, to me, I think you're doing a helpful thing, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't worry about those haters, man. Them tuners, if somebody's going to come to you, they're going to come to you anyway. If you're a tuner, if you're good, people decide they're going to come anyway. You know, that's just the way it is, you know.
If a tuner gets mad or somebody gets mad, you know, get over it. Because I'm not there to compete with you. If I'm at the track or if you're at the track and you need some information or some help, man, you know, that's what I'm here for, is to help the racer. It doesn't have to be my equipment. You know, I'll help you with anything we can we can help you with. We've got Scott King with us that is probably one of the best computer grid guys that you can have out there for dialing these MSD grids in. So, you know, we've got a lot of experience in class racing, pro racing, grudge racing, and even street cars. So, you know, that's what it's here for. We're here to help the racer.
Well, that's appreciated. Yeah. Okay, and we see we got another hand up, Ernie. We got another hand up, Ernie, Sharon. Okay, she's in a private room. Let me look there and see if I see another hand pop up. I don't see no new hand, Ernie, so like you said, you'll get calls after the show and during the week and stuff like that. We definitely appreciate you.
Oh, man, I appreciate you allowing me to come on and, you know, help the racers if I could. And if you got any questions, guys, you know, give me a call at 1-800-648-7687. Easy way to remember it. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Give me a call. You got a nitrous question, call 1-800-NITROUS. And, Tracy, I want to appreciate it. Batman, talk to you probably next week. Y'all have a good evening and
bye-bye, stay safe.
Okay, Ernie. Okay. All right, now.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Okay. We're gonna go to the line and let people push the one button who have an upcoming event. We want them to come on. If you got an upcoming event and you want to come on and talk about your upcoming event, Sharon, let's go to the line and see what we got.
Trying. For some reason, my computer is.
Who are you trying
freezing.
To open?
Sergio.
Okay. Hey, Sergio, how you doing? Your mic is open.
Good morning to you all over there. We just wanted to come on again and tell a little bit our race we're having here this coming weekend. If you'll just give us a couple of seconds to do so.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is Ben from the El Paso Motorplex, and I still have $25,000 in cold, hard cash that still says my racers here in El Paso are better than you guys out there. And we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We're going to be doing this 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in El Paso. And we're going to start off Friday night with a $1,500 street class bracket race, first, second, and third place payouts for that. And then Saturday is the big day. It's our Outlaw Texas Shootouts, $6,000 in cash, winner take all, 8 mile, heads up, run what you've brung and hope you've brung enough. Matter of fact, we got racers coming up from all over the Southwest, including the guys from Discovery Channel TV series, Street Outlaws, Boosted GT, and B-Baller Coupe. Aside from that, import versus domestic, $4,000, quarter mile, heads up, winner takes all. And also for the bracket racers, box, no box, IHRA Ironman Series race, $5,000 per class. It pays out first, second, and third in both the box and no box classes. Motorcycle guys, we got you covered. We have a bracket race for you guys, $2,000 in cash, first, second, and third. We're going to have raffles. We're going to be giving away a dragster. We're going to be giving away racing fuels, drag slicks, cash prizes, giveaways. All this brought to you by Evolution Racing, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, La Quinta Motor Inn, Harbor Freight Tools, Papa John's Pizza, Southwest University, Moe's Barbecue, Jams Automotive, Jungle Jacks, and Epic Nightclub. See you there. Be safe on the road.
All right. That sounds like you got a big thing going on down there. That's
pretty huge, guys.
Okay. Well, I hope to make it out there past OPEC. Big deal you got going on, do so. You know, hey, we appreciate you coming on here, putting information out there about your show.
Exactly. Matter of fact, driver reservations, 915-248-6174 is the number to call. And if you need more information, the number is 915-249-8195. Be there.
Okay, there you go. everybody. So, hey, good information. Try to make the race so you can make it. And we can try to get some of the guys from El Paso to come out here and work with us. So we got to keep working this thing. Okay. Anything else?
Damn. Not really. We need you guys out here. We got a lot of people coming down, but it ain't a drag race with you without you guys from East Texas showing up. So make your plan. Got your weekend covered for you.
Okay, then. All right, well, we hang on. We're going to go to next caller and see if we got anybody else. Got an upcoming event if they want to come on, talk about the upcoming event, and let people know about it, share what we got.
Okay, John from San Antonio, your mic is open.
Hello, Tracy. Hello to the crew there, the Atomic Dog Racing Group.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm John Hairston. I actually own an online radio station. It's called 1067thebridge.com. It's available for racers that may want to do some advertising or talk a little bit about their team. I did some work with Alicat Racing in Houston, and he encouraged me to come on tonight and just kind of encourage you all to check in with us. What we're doing with the website is we have a special section that we're going to be devoting to racing, and we're going to be able to take very low-cost advertising, like $125 for a month. That could put a racer's schedule there online. It could make connections to other racers. And also, it's an online website, so we want to encourage you to do that, but also we want to make it available to racers specifically so that they'll be able to have an additional means of accessing one another's schedules and also to keep each other apprised of some events and various things. Ernie was making some good points about safety, and at some point I'd like to talk to him about putting some safety features up on the website just for people to be able to access from time to time. If there's any questions, please give us a call. We're at area code 210-440-3968. That's 210-440-3968. Certainly willing to talk to the racers, and we're able to do some remote events from Houston, San Antonio, and Austin, and Houston, or in Dallas area. And anyone else, we could even work something out. So just want to let you know about 1067thebridge.com. It's always there 24/7, and we certainly hope to get to know y'all a little better. And if there's anything you can do, by all means, feel free to give me a call. My name is John, and I'm at that number again, 210-440-3968. Hope you guys will be safe out there and have a great night and great weekend.
Okay, John, appreciate you coming on. Yeah, you know, Facebook, I see you on Facebook doing your thing, and I listen. So, you know, the information's out there, man, and everybody needs to take advantage of the information to help out, you know, spread this stuff around. Use me.
All right,
well,
I will do.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank y'all. Take care now.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to the next call. If you got an upcoming event, you want to come on and talk about it? Push the one button, let the girls world know what you got going on and where it's at.
Okay. T-Mac. T-Mac, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Your mic is
open. What's going on, Trace?
What's up,
this D&D racer, man. What's going on?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. It was nice meeting you down there in Montgomery, man.
Oh, yeah, man, I see you down there trying to do your thing, man. I see you down there trying to do your thing, boy. I tell you what. They moving around in the grudge world, making themselves known. So, hey, like you say, you going down. You trying to make it happen. You bringing action, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we had a little streak of bad luck down there, but, you know, that's a part of racing. So, we're going to have to stick with it and try to do it again.
I know that's right. Y'all gonna run Scooby again, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I know you got something going on. You want to tell the grudge world what you got?
Yeah, we're having the first annual Down and Dirty Grudge Race, man, in Prescott, Arkansas, Prescott Raceway, name of the track. We got the Hometown Showdown, D&D versus Unchained Races. We got 901 Bad Boys versus Kenny Dukes in the One Bad Love Truck. Then we got a high anticipated bike race, Slaughterhouse Racing versus the Cat. Slaughterhouse Racing, the Cat versus Waka Plucker. And we got a $3,000 shootout, 28th or 275, $3,000 payout, in the power out, in the suspension, and a whole lot of grudge racing, man. We got Tony Boss Byers. He's going to be in the house. He's looking for action. He said he wants some of them Texas boys. And them Texas boys been doing it bad. He wants some of his races back. So I heard he's been looking for Big Jake. He's been looking for the Nightmare. I'm looking for a couple guys down at Texas area, down at Dallas area, man.
Hey, man, you know, they out here. We got some of them folks on the line, man. So, you know, hey, I've seen some people on the board talking about trying to make that race. So, hey, never know what happened, man. They come on and make a call out for them. Somebody got a call out for them. Hey, let them come on and call them out, see what they can make something go down.
Yeah. Gadget was looking for a lot of action down that way, too. He said he was trying to see what them Texas boys was talking about. He was trying to lock somebody in. If anybody know Gadget car and want some action with him or whatever.
So you wanted some action with somebody down this way?
Yeah, Gadget was looking for some action. He wasn't just really calling no particular names or nothing, but, you know, he said he looking for some action. Want to lock somebody in for October 12th at Prescott Raceway.
Gadget, you know how to come on this line here. I don't know who particularly want to run Gadget, but Gadget know how to come on this line. He sees some of them been down there a couple of times. He can come on here and make a call out to them, boy. He can get something lined up with them, you know.
I think Tony Byers want to try to do something with Bird Racers, Troy Bird.
Troy Bird?
And the thriller car. And the thriller car?
You said the trouble car?
And the thriller car, the Mustang on 28.
Mustang?
Tony Byers' thriller car, the orange car that was the Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, orange Mustang. I got you. Tony got a little Mustang now, a little orange Mustang. Yeah, well, you know, hey, anybody, only if, you know, Tony Kid only or something like this, maybe we can try to call some of the guys, see what we can come up with. You know? Anybody want to try Tony on
the I don't know if you can do me a favor. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can get Boss Byers on the line, but he might want to talk to a few of them guys. He's looking for some action. Last night I heard him on the show. He was trying to pay people to get him some to get him a race.
Yeah, let's give it. Now hold on, we get Sherry to try to get Boss a call. See if we can get him online. See if he got something going on. So, yeah, while she's trying to get Boss on the phone, go ahead.
I was gonna say I'll try. It's auction night, but I'll try. I'll go ahead. I think Alley Cat has an upcoming event that he wants to talk about. I'll go ahead and open up Alley Cat's mic, and then I'll try to get Tony Bone.
Okay, go on to that, Cat.
Alley Cat.
How they doing in Grudge, man?
What
I'm going to let everybody know about the November 23rd, shutdown. Shutdown at HMP in Houston, Texas. It's the last race of the year for the holidays. Gates open at 2 o'clock. Keep in mind, all guys, keep in mind, all fans, the weather may be great that day, but after 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, the weather may change. May change for the better, may change for the worse. What I'm saying is, make sure you get there and be on time. Because we're going to start on time, but if the weather gets too bad, we're going to have to stop. Because in Texas, you don't know what you're going to get. You might get rain. You might get wind. We don't know. But I'm just letting everybody know, keep in mind of the weather. We already got 4 locked-in races already for the November 23rd race. And it's getting better as the week come along. And I'll see y'all at the races. Oh, I got a couple things. I need to talk to Nightmare. I need to talk to Nightmare, and I need to talk to Tree Man. Can y'all get them on the phone? Hello?
Hold on. Nightmare who?
Are you sleep, Tracy?
Nightmare, I'm on here. I can put you on, buddy.
Nightmare. Nightmare.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me see which one I'm on there. Nightmare, push the one button. Cliff, you on here? Push the one button.
I look like I say smooth, okay?
I didn't talk to Tree Man too.
Tracy, who are you looking? Tracy, I couldn't get Tony on. Who are you looking for?
Nightmare Smooth, is that you?
No, hold on. I see Nightmare. Nightmare is a 214-9098. Trying to open it now. Smooth, or pardon me, Nightmare. Tracy, see if you can open up 214-9098.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, he just did something.
Hello.
Hello. Cliff,
is that you?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm trying to get in.
You're
on.
Hey, Cliff, this
is
Alley Cat.
Yeah, go ahead, Alley Cat.
Hey, man, we're going to come to y'all town, man. What y'all want to do? We ready for y'all. We want to come down there. We want to come down there October 12th. Since you don't want to come to Houston, we're going to come on and come to Dallas.
We going to Arkansas on the 12th.
What's going to make you stop from going to Arkansas?
It ain't nothing. That's already praying about. That's been in the making for a month anyway. You want to do it, come on to Arkansas.
Now, you've been asking about us. Now we come to your town. Now you want us to run in another town.
Well, you come here on the 12th. We already got some praying for the 12th. Now that's what I'm
I thought y'all warned it. I'm trying to lock in with you for the 12th.
I can't make it no plainer to you than that, man. Shit.
Yeah, we want you.
How long are y'all gonna run from us, man? How long are y'all gonna run from us? How long are y'all gonna run from us?
I can't make it no clear to you in what I just told you, dog. We ain't gonna be in town on the 12th.
Okay.
Now that's all I can tell you. You want to do it for then? You want to come next week? Come on, this week?
Nah.
Okay. We scared to go out of town. We got
We sure ain't scared of you, nigga.
Man, I'm coming to your hometown. I'm coming to your track, your hometown, to try to run you, and you leaving town.
We got another engagement player, but we sure ain't scared of you, though.
Okay, it was. We done with that, then. I tried.
He ain't too any kind with the belt. I just told you that, Alec. You tried.
Yeah, I tried. I'm done. Hey, let me talk to Tree Man.
Tree Man, your mic is open. Tree Man, your mic is open.
All right.
Tree Man, it's Alley Cat.
Hey, look.
What's going on? Hey, I need to talk to you in the private room, so you need to dial 713-402-9389.
Hold on for a second. Let me get a pen. Hold on.
Huh?
No.
I need you in the VIP room.
Gonna need to help me.
You want me to dial that number right now?
Yeah, 713-402-9389.
All right,
tempo.
That's all you got, Cat?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Okay, hey, sir, we got another hand on for upcoming events.
I think that's it for upcoming events.
Okay, well, let me speak on upcoming event. I got, as everybody know, October the 19th, the little track, the little river, the river dragway. We doing something down there for the folks around here. Been long away. A race coming down this way. People get excited about it, man. Got a 28 all truck shootout putting up $1,000, gonna let them go do their thing. Also putting up $1,000 for anything on 28. They gonna come on out.
Who's on now?
Every money they put in on the pot, growing up, gonna be given back to the racers. Same thing with the 660 and the 580 class. Should be a nice event. Man, people been waiting on it down here for a long time. Folks come out down here to this little old track and do their thing, have some fun. The folks been waiting on it, so.
One of the grudge racers betting thousands of dollars. you know, we're still accounted equally. They betting a lot of money on this one car, betting against another car. But you see, when one take off, the other car sticks there to the other car, get almost to the 3-3rd and then take off. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this out where everybody can hear it because they didn't saw it. Of people betting all kind of money on certain cars, they're not really sure if they can win. But they betting that kind of money, and you see a car take off, and the other car sit there and wait till he take off almost to the 3-3rd, and then he take off. So that's a race because the other car didn't clear the beam. I mean, didn't go to the end of the track. And they've been doing that quite often. So that kind of scare you on betting as a fan or a spectator because you don't know if these guys is actually grudge racing or plotting races. And that's taking the fun out of racing, grudge racing. I ain't just going to put no names out there, but it's happened here locally at our Texas tracks where people's betting quite a bit of money on one car. And they do the same thing. They'll let the other car get to the 3-3rd. They didn't bet probably $4,000 or $5,000 because I didn't got called up. I didn't lost probably about $2,000 or $3,000 playing around on some fixed races. And then the next time they'll say, well, we'll do the race over. And then that same car win, the other car won't even spray nitrous or run down the track with motor. Then
so
you got
deception, huh? So in other words, you're saying you got fans and people betting on the side, not knowing what's going on.
A lot of money. A lot of people betting a lot of money on the side. I mean, you ain't just got grudge racers betting money. You got people betting on the side too, and they betting just about much money as the grudge racer, if not more. Because I've been right there with people with. Bet $4,000 or $5,000 in the stands. But when you see something like that in the grudge world where somebody take off and the other don't take off till they get to the 3-3rd, or either they'll say something happened to their car or something, and then they'll do it again, race over like they're going to really try to do something, and the same thing happens.
Where they doing it at?
They doing it in Texas. Right down there. You know where they doing it at.
Oh, and Dallas up there. Ain't even nothing like that in Houston.
Houston being real. I'm not talking about Houston. I'm talking about down here in Dallas-Fort Worth, man. I'm talking about some stuff that's been pissing me off because I'm seeing.
You know one thing you got to do though. You saying Houston been real? You putting a black eye in Dallas, Texas. So you got to specify who you talking about though. Cause see now you putting you saying Houston's keeping it real and Dallas not keeping it real. You putting a black eye in every grocery that's around here now. I'm gonna speak up because. See, that what you're talking about, it could be happening. But many times I haven't seen that really seem to happen because I'm trying to see out who's gaining from it. Because in order to set a race up, somebody from the opposite side with the win actually have to know somebody that's betting big in the stands to set a race up. that's why I'm not understanding where you're coming from because what is it for the both the races of the game? If they ain't got no dummy that's in the stand betting a bunch of money, and they got to know who's betting the money to set it up. That's why I'm still trying to figure out
check this out though. Say, Batman, I'm telling you, you already know. I'm not gonna be putting no name, but I'm gonna say it like this, Earl. there's some times where I betted money on the grudge racer. I'm talking about put in money. I don't want to set the race up. And I lost, and next thing I know, they were talking to that other guy. They were saying that nitro didn't work. They were talking to the other guy.
What do you have to do with them setting up the race, though? I mean, just because something didn't work on that car, because anything can happen on either of the cars, though.
What I'm trying to tell you, Batman, before you start promoting, you used to ask me about promoting. I used to promote. I used to set up grudge races. And I used to set you up when you were driving Toro's car. I don't want to set races up.
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
I'm just telling you how people are real.
But you putting it in Dallas, Texas, so you putting it in the grudge race in hold when you say Dallas because you specify Dallas.
I ain't putting it, but if you're gonna talk about it,
at least say who's doing it. Because see what you're doing, you putting the flat guy in Dallas, Texas with that grudge racing crap. See, that's where I come in at because my thing is, like I said, I haven't seen nobody set up no races right here because 9 times out of 10, most of the grudge race right here, it's 2 things I do know about grudge racing right here. But they want to kick ass, it's simply because either they just been cool with it or they not liking it, they want to knock your ass out one way or other. So it's hard for me to believe that somebody's setting up races. And 9 times out of 10 from the time when you usually bet and you lose, you say that every time. So I don't say that
every time because I didn't bet you and lost.
Majority of the time, that's what you do.
But I also bet against you and want to charge the money.
Obvious, 'cause
If something
he
like that happened, that's obvious that something ain't right, so the man didn't take off. So
hey,
how is that going to do it? They'll make it that obvious.
That's what I'm trying to get at. They don't care about what you're seeing. They'll just do it. And then say, hey, you know, it is what it is. They'll do, they've been doing that down here. I don't care what black man say. I'm telling you, I've been betting. I've been around grudge racing too long, and I'm tired of losing my money because I'm one of the fans that be bet money. You can ask anybody around that I bet money. You can ask every cat out of you.
Why don't you just stop betting?
The deal is, man, let's cut the bullshit out and grudge race. I don't care. If we friends, let's make it look good. If we going to set up a race, let's make it look good. Don't let nobody get to the 3:30, man, before we take off.
Right. I ain't done with none of that.
Everybody needs to speak up, but I didn't talk to some
race.
People about who the special people that then did that. We had one race down here where...
Man, you done took up 30 minutes, man. Get off, phone.
Hey.
The other two guys... One let the other win. The other one let the other win. Then the other one let the other win. Right down here.
I hear you folks down, but the only thing about it, man, you bringing it up because, you know, I said if you got something you want to talk about, get off your chest, you can get it off your chest. I feel as though you done put it out there, you done got it off your chest, but if there was some other people that was feeling the same way you feeling and knowing that what you're saying is some truth going on, seem like, you know, they will be pushing the one button and saying it. You know, I understand you don't want to put names out there of who's doing it, so I don't know how far that's going to get, but seem like it will be somebody else to come on.
The reason why I want this topic, well, they can cut that bullshit out, man. Start racing. Man, they cut that bullshit out and start racing. I hope they know who they are. I just ain't gonna put no name. They need to start racing and quit bullshit. That's in the grudge world.
Okay, well, you gotta put it out there, you know, and if anybody else wanna speak on it, you put it out there based on your opinion, based on what you think. If anybody else got another comment on it, wanna share anything on it, push your one button and get what you think. I don't think it's a smart thing to do in the grudge world because it can cause a lot of problems. I don't know of it going on. I don't personally know that nobody's doing that, but like you say, I'm not at all the Dallas races or Houston races to know. It's information, and you just want it to be brought out. So if anybody else got a comment on it, you can push the one button share. Thank you, Kyle Ragtop. Want to go? So Ragtop, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Sharon, Tracy? Hey, Funky Down, this is Ragtop. I had a quick question for you, man. A lot of times, a lot of people will be making shakedowns, and I was just wondering, is the race a locked-in race? Is where people officially know that it's a locked-in race, or are you just seeing cars going down the track like a test and tune night or grudge night, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I have betted on cars, you know what I'm saying, thinking that both cars is going to make a full pass, and they don't make a full pass because they just checking down. And I'm just wondering, are you misinterpreting, you know, an actual grudge race, or are they testing the tuning? And that's why I was just my question.
No, Ragtop, they grudge. What I'm saying is, that's why I brought this topic up, man, because I've been losing money on bullshit like that. I can understand if they race, you know, what I'm saying is, they doing like I just told Trayvon. Let you see that they fixing these races. They letting people get to the 3:30 and shit like that before they take. Then they'll race, and then they'll be spraying on the line, and then run motor. While the other guy, they didn't bet $5,000 on the other side. I've been around grudge racing too long, man. A long time. And
hey,
I know when it's fixed, man.
I'm gonna ask you one question though. Before you made your bet, did you go ask both men what they were for money?
I already know because
I mean, did you ask them though? Because you said
Let me finish talk. I asked him, I said, hey, man, because I said, y'all going to try to win or y'all going to play around? I said, no, this is a race. So I talked to both peoples, make sure they going what they going to try to do. And then I'm saying
did you see them put their money up?
They was already in. So I ain't look for no money. They was already betting or whatever.
But what I'm saying is this, though. You say you've been around girls all your life. You say you've been doing this, and you know you've been doing this. You've been betting. You've been this.
Oh,
like, if somebody was betting like you said that you're doing, trust me, you thought it was some bullshit in the game. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure I'm going to see both of them people put their money up, and then I'll know or not. You have to look
real.
Hey, man. I don't know if they're being real or not.
Yeah, but Barbara, a lot of people, you don't see them put up money. You just know they locked in. You see it on the board. You ain't seen no money. They might say, hey, we gave it to Tracy or whatever. You just got to go on that. You ain't seeing no money every time. I know a fixed rate. The reason why I'm calling this show is for them to stop that bullshit, man, and go on and race. Cut that bullshit out. They letting people see that they throwing races. I'm telling you. I hope this do something where they can stop that bullshit because people, I like to bet. So I don't want no bullshit in the game.
Hey, Funky Down. You know, there's been many times, man, where I bet on the side and I didn't see a locked-in race. But, hey, Batman, you know, you can't down the man for having his opinion, man. You know, opinion just everybody
but
have them, man.
But
look, hey, let me just talk to you, Batman. Hey, man, why is it all the time somebody have their opinion, man? You got to over-talk them, brother.
One at a time, man.
So everybody can be heard. Yeah, what I'm saying is you ain't got to do that, brother. All I'm saying is that the brother has a topic. This is his topic, man. Let him voice his opinion, man. You know, you can't just jump on the brother because he have an opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead, man.
I'm not knocking him for his opinion at all. But, see, I know Funky Town, too, though. See, I know what he's talking about, and I promise you, every time I'm at the track, Funky Town at the track, and the same guys he's talking about, I know who he's talking about. I ain't going to say his name either because he came to me with it. And I told him the same thing. I don't think that's what happened. I don't think that's what went down. And he know I know. So that's why I'm talking to him about it. So this is why you ain't understanding what's going on.
Hold on, let me say something, Batman. So therefore, you already expressed what you thought about it to him. That he wants to still come forward and put it out here for information. So you don't have to go back and give your same opinion that you gave to him, what you think, whether you think is wrong or right. That's what he felt like happened. He just wanted to put it out here. He's not calling the name and putting information. So you don't have to go back and forth with it because you already did that. So let somebody else, just in case somebody else wants to comment on it, every man is entitled to the opinion, whether it's right or wrong.
Hold on just a second, Funky Town. BET, your mic is open. Go ahead, Funky Town.
BET, man.
Yeah, what I was saying is, Trade Off, the person that lost, he was telling people, don't bet with me because I can't beat that other car. The one that won, he told everybody don't bet with him because he know he can't beat the other car. He know the other car was faster.
I ain't down, man.
But he told certain people that was but certain people in his group was betting thousands of dollars on him. So that's what I'm just saying. I'm just trying to put it out, man, to cut the bullshit and just race. You know, I've been around this too long, man. That's why I brought this topic up, because that's been bothering me. Especially when I see it, they let somebody get to the 330 before they take off. They making sure they win.
Okay, well, you know, you brought it up, man. You put it out there, man. It's being heard, and I believe people are hearing it. So, you know, hey, we appreciate you bringing it up, and I tell people you got something you want to bring up. You want to put it out there, go ahead. So I think we got, you know,
flakes,
put it out there. So, you know, we can move.
Tracy, I don't mean to butt in on y'all little conversation, but every time I come on your show, Tommy Dog, I just want to know, is this your show or Batman's show? Every time I come on him, take it over the conversation. You ain't no motherfucking fact. You shut the fuck up. Come on here and do. You ain't gonna cut me off, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I got a lot I want to say.
For you Texas guys, for you grudge racers out there in Texas, D&D out of Arkansas, they doing a race on the 12th of October, and at Prescott Raceway. Now we talked tonight, man. That's Bushnell. Bushnell. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Bushnell.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, buddy. Yeah.
But I want to say this, guys. Man, we did a lot of work on this show, man. We are really promoting it and trying to put it out there close to you Texas guys. So it shouldn't be no excuse that y'all had to cross several states to get there. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want a grudge race, we bringing Prime Time, the 901 Bad Boys, and we coming to Prescott Raceway, and we coming to get down. We coming to get down. So for all y'all guys, the promo will be up in less than an hour now. But y'all can check it out. And like I said, we coming over there to Prescott Raceway looking for some grudge action. We want the Nightmare. We want Debo. We want all you guys out of Texas. We heard that the Butler Boys, they coming with a few cars. And we got Big Jake locked in. We got Kenny Duke locked in. And we're looking for some more lock-ins. So if y'all looking to do something, hit the one button. Tell me what you're looking for, and I can accommodate you. Just let me know, you know. But it's going down October 12th at Prescott Raceway, Prescott, Arkansas. Looking for y'all to come out and support these boys. These are good grudge racers. They travel all over the state, all over the United States to grudge. So y'all already know they go by the name of D&D Arkansas Boys. So, like I said, come on out and support them. And we look forward to having y'all over there, man. And Batman, you can stay at home, because you know you ain't grudge racing no goddamn way.
Batman,
don't need your
love. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you.
Mute his goddamn mic. I didn't want him to respond, Tracy. I just wanted to put it out there. We already got our microphone announcer, so we won't need him there, period.
You
ain't
gonna
you put your hands on me, son, bitch. You never touch nobody else. Remember that.
Y'all put this off for grudge raising. We gonna keep it grudge, so
keep it grudge, man.
Let's move on and talk about the next thing coming up.
Hey, Tracy.
Hold on, Tracy.
Hold on.
Oh.
Okay, now, go ahead. I did have to mute Batman. Get your statement out.
All right.
We're going to move on to the next topic of the night, man. As you know, we're winding up coming to close to the end of the year. Not a whole lot of races left. Man, we want to give
not
a
not to you.
And see, who's who right now? Who's who in the grudge game, man? You know, we want
ooh,
some of these man. Fans to come on. Some of these fans that pay their money come out and enjoy some of these good races. We want some fans to participate. Man, who's who in the grudge game right now that's actually been bringing a lot of action this year? We want to know who are they. Who are the names? Who are the people, man? We're coming down. We ain't got a couple more months left for the year's up with these races, man. We want to know what's going on. What do you think, man? Throw some names out there. Somebody come on with it. Put one but fans. Racer, put one more. Let's find out about these people.
Well, you already know Primetime and 901, they doing their thing. Now, I don't know too much about y'all Texas guys out there, but I've heard Tony Thorne bring action every time he comes to the track. Who are they?
Hold on. That's Tinka. Tinka, you have your hand up to talk. If you don't, take it down, please. Go ahead. I'm closing Tinka's mic. Apparently he hasn't figured out what that one button is. Tracy, close Tinka's thing. Oh. It's closed.
Okay,
go ahead,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Y'all already know the Arkansas boys. They've been traveling, they've been putting in work, man. And like I said, they don't go to the track unless they want a race. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather stay at home if they can't get a race. They don't even want to show up at a track. And that's the mentality of a real grudge race. When he comes to the track and he's looking for action. He try to lock in races before he get there, and while he's there, he locking in races. So That's my essence of a grudge race. So, like I said, the guys that are getting out there doing that type of putting in that type of work, those are the real ones that I really try to focus on, you know, not just a bunch of hype talk, you know. That's my
opinion. All right, that's your pick, man. We're gonna go to the live and see some other people want to talk about people that you know. I'm gonna throw one out there. You know, they might have been down lately, but I'm gonna throw a couple of names out there that I know. Anytime these folks showed up at the race, they actually looking for a race, and that's the Butler boys, man. I know every time I see the Butler boys, he'll call me, and he'll try to get me to get certain people on the line. Hey, man, the Butler boys, they something in the grudge game. They trying to race, man. They trying to race. Also, another race I know that's going to be at Temple, that's a small track, trying to go down big, is Kenny Duke. Kenny Duke come out late in the year with his truck, but you got to take your ass off to him everywhere they show up, man. Where it is, Kenny Duke trying to go down on somebody, you know what I mean? You got to take it off. You got to take your ass off to him. We all know Tony, if his car is running, Tony Thorne going to always make action, man. Suitcase is another guy. Bush Miller is another guy. Some of these cars have been there first. You got to know, the year's a long way. Some of these guys started out. So if they go down for a month or two, that you can't take away what they did earlier in the year, Bushnell was one. Earlier in the year, everywhere you went, Bushnell was out trying to make a race, man. He's trying to get down on people. He's trying to make races. Things happen. So them just some of the names of people that's always trying to make a race. Hey, Tree Man tried to race. You can't take one whether it's 5 do it. Tree Man drives the race his car. Whether he gets the race going on or don't get it going on, he's another name. If his car running, the man actually trying to race, he's another guy calling me all the time trying to find out where I race here. So them some of the guys, you know, man, that's actually really trying to get down, man. Pretty Tony out of Dallas. Every time you look around, Pretty Tony don't have a big name across the country in the grudge game, but around here, Pretty Tony, especially in the Dallas area, or if you go to Houston, every time I done seen Tony leave Dallas and go to Houston, he racing somebody. And somebody calls, so he's another name, man, you know. So you got to take your hats off to these folks, man. These folks been doing it all year long, man. They keep on doing what they do. So Heavy D, another newcomer for this year. They really done stepped his game up in the grudge world. Every time you look around, Heavy D trying to make action, man. So, you know, you got some folks out there, man. I just want to make sure we keep these folks' name in the circle. how the grudge world is big, and when a war starts coming out towards the end of the year, we don't want it to just be a Texas thing. We want some of these people's names to be known on the national circuit all over the world with this grudge racing. So anybody else, hey, push one button, man. Let these guys be known. These guys got small names. They got big names in Texas, but small around the world. But we try to make these names be recognized as just like the people that you say 901 Bad Boys, Tony Fines, and them people there, you know, they travel and they make an action. So, hey, Texas going to step up and try to step out. So, hey, push the one button, man. You got something on your mind? You got something you want to say? Who we got, Sheriff?
Okay,
Tracy,
I got a
minute for run out of time.
Go ahead. Who's that?
Yeah, this bullet now. Hey, Skiball's one of them too, man. He's just a small race over there, man. Can y'all hear me?
Hold on.
Okay.
Listen, hold your thought for just a moment. Tracy, my computer right now will not, it's just spinning. It will not open a mic. Will you please open up Batman's mic? But I want to say this.
Hold on.
Okay, he may be open. But I want to say this. The only person, as far as this show is concerned, that I'm really going to do, if Tracy says, you know, shut their mic off, unless there's just really some chaos going on, I'm going to listen to Tracy. So, you know, I'm sorry, but this calling me, telling me to open up a mic, or put you back in, that don't work. Okay? And Batman, I'm talking to you. Batman, your mic is open, but I explained to you when you called me on the other line what the deal was. The thing is that when you're talking and everybody else is trying to get their point across, you need to be quiet and just let them talk. Because the thing, we can't understand when 50 people are talking at one time, we cannot understand everybody. So I muted your mic so that we could understand some people. Now, if Tracy chooses to open up your mic right now, then that's his choice. Go ahead, Bushnell.
His mic is already open.
Go ahead, Bushnell.
Yeah, Tommy
Dog. Yes, sir.
Boy, I told you I was going in the run, man. I got him so fired up over there on the drag race and gossip over there, man. I call him the three sisters over there. I call him Bass Man, Hillbilly, and old Turbo Chris. Y'all need to put Turbo, no offense to y'all, man. I need to put Turbo Chris in the middle. They on there, jumping up and down over there on drag race and gossip over there, man. They jumping up and down over there, man. They trying to put suitcase on it. Last week, he was out here talking about running a goddamn back half car. So it really was too fast for me. But guess what, Tommy? I ain't scared, though, Tommy. I ain't going no motherfucking way. They supposed to have some kind of little shootout supposed to be going out with four of us in there, Harry L and Hillbilly and Suitcase and me. But guess what, Tommy? We ain't got to wait on no goddamn no shootout. I could run a goddamn suitcase them this Sunday, but I need that big bet that Dion came on here a while back and said something. He going to put my dollars against Suitcase, $5,000. That I won't run him no more. So, but I want to run him ready. We ain't got to wait till no goddamn certain day because I'm ready, Tommy. You know, no offense to them cats over there, man. I don't understand. Sometimes he'll be over there. He talking about how folks got this on their car, on the goddamn minute. They're over that topic. I got time to over goddamn steering wheel when I rode him down the road in the back, so I ain't got time to type it. I just been hearing this shit all week and been laughing like I'm a Tommy. You know, I'm having a goddamn blast. So when I hear all that shit, I'm just laughing my ass off. Them motherfuckers keep me laughing, man. I promise you that, man. So, but they over, like I said, jumping up and down like a motherfucking hillbilly. I don't understand you, man. You know, I don't understand you, man. You tell folks time. You try to tell people setups and shit, man. I don't even get out of that Turbo Chris. How the my goddamn me? I was watching your side of Turbo Chris. I was watching your goddamm ass, man. I was watching that girl over there trying to get that motherfucker ready for that end of year run. I told you I'm trying to do, man. I wasn't watching you, man. But you talking about you having major goddamn problems? You ain't having no goddamn major problems, man. You keep running that motherfucker back and forth down the goddamn track every week, man. So you talking about I'm jumping on you because I'm you having problems and shit? Nah, hey, man, I ain't not doing none of that shit, man. I just want to say, let me finish. I'm going to get off to and sit to the side. I'm trying to get my shit out so I can kick back, do my giggle and laugh, man. So let me just finish up. So So, I'm ready to run a suitcase with that challenge this Sunday if they want to do it, but I need that big money to come lock in. Like they said, I'm scared to try him, though, Tommy. So, y'all find him, y'all get it on, I'm ready to dance.
Suitcase, you being called out. Suitcase on there, push your one button. You did say Turbo Chris.
But he ain't doing nothing. He talking about the shit that happened 3 years ago. It's like having some old time slip 3 years ago. I don't even look at that shit. So he talking about some shit that a race that came up that we did, how he spun me around. I just gave him some cards, man, so he feel good. Give him some line light out there when he ran me. That wasn't none of my race. That was Dion's race. He the one wanted to see that race. You know, sometimes people want to see races, man. That was one of them see races deal when we did it,
we
man.
Did it,
so,
man. So
I don't have much respect for Suitcase. I don't have no respect for when it come down to grid race. What I'm talking about, we ain't talking about nothing else. Nothing. We talking grids and racing and having fun. So I don't have no respect for him being some shit he pulled, and I have no motherfucking respect for Turbo Chris, but that Suitcase guy, I got much respect for him. And a lot of other good races that I have much respect for. You know what I'm saying, Tommy? I mean, this ain't no new shit to me, man.
Yeah,
you know, this shit new to me.
People later that. So, Sharon, if we can fit you, I hate what you're calling out. We don't try to get him. My mic is spinning right now trying to get Turbo Chris mic over with Sharon.
Your suitcase on there, dealing with the money. Don't get your Turbo Chris on there. And Glass Man, them, and he'll be in them. I told you about them cats. There's no respect to them dudes. So you need to get goddamn Dion and Suitcase in his camp over there, man. All the rest of that shit, you can keep them off.
Now, y'all don't finish turf. Y'all don't finish the grudge, y'all. So we got to try to make action. They want to hire with that file. So, hey, Sharon, I'm.
The three sectors,
I don't know if he opened or joined, but he just spinning on my end. Chris, you on?
His mic is open, Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you talking, but now you know my shit ain't right, but hey.
Man, you talking about you, man. You talking about picking on you and all that shit because your shit ain't run right.
You
make it past.
You know it ain't right. How you going to get your car right? How you going to make
your shit ain't running though, man. I ain't picking on you.
How you going to get your car right if you don't test it?
Man, say, man, you've been at all the events. You've been on Sunday nights. You've been at all the events, man. I ain't just talking about some shit. I don't get on the goddamn thing and talk shit like he'll be in them.
Nah, nobody.
Man, I know. I ain't going to get on this motherfucker about the whole world. You hear what I'm saying, man? Like I'm just opening up my mouth,
hey, I brought out a brand new car in May. I got 12 passes on it right now, and it ain't right. So you ain't hearing me talking.
I'm saying, like Cole Killer say, it don't take long to get no goddamn car. I had a man go around and get that
It don't take no matching car to get right.
Jeez.
I know I tried to run you all year 2012, and you didn't try to run.
It don't take long to get no car right. He said, don't take me long, then. I'll see you on that cold, because they don't take a motherfucker long, man.
Why you going to try to run me in the black car in 2012?
Black
why you going to try to run me in the
black car? What
you talking
about, man?
The car the case got.
What you mean? What about it now?
I didn't call you out with the black car in 2012. I didn't call you out with the brother car in 2012.
I'll race you, so what are you talking about?
That was in 2011 when you were racing. I called you out in 2012 to get your action back. You didn't want none. Now you see my shit ain't running right. Now
you're
gonna pick
up. Oh yeah, back to that. I'm glad you speak on that. Man, I had a motherfucking stock rock rag girls world. Just a
I had a street car,
man. You know what I'm saying?
You called me out.
I know the road.
Hey, you called me out. Hey, you called me out, and I obliged.
You call? I ain't gonna call you out, man. Dion the one said that last race up we did.
I know who called out. I know you came to me. It don't matter. My car was a street car, too, that I can drive from here to Bumble.
We ain't talking about no past shit. We talking about right now. I'm going to tell you what you know with this
motherfucker. Hey, my car not ready. I can't talk no shit. I brought my car in May. It ain't ready, so I'm shutting my mic.
Don't be saying all that, man. What you talking about, man? I'm trying to catch you with your car.
I don't know what you talking about. You got somebody over there in your camp. You got somebody over in your camp that's putting shit in your ear that ain't coming from me. He just trying to start some shit up.
Camp. I'm by myself. I ain't got no camp.
Man, you got somebody you text hourly. You text them 10, 12 times a day. What you talking about? You don't have nobody in your camp.
Man, there you got there. I mean, friend of the world, we just cuss to fight each other, motherfucker, and whatever.
My car is not right. I'm not going to talk no more back and forth with you.
Well, you need to stop all that, man. All that shit you talking about, people watching you and shit. Man, nobody watching you, man.
You just said you see me out there every Sunday. What you talking about? You ain't watching me.
Man, I don't go up there and watch
get
you.
Get your shit right.
Worry about what you're doing.
Get your shit right. Get your shit right. You say you see me out there every Sunday. Hey, when they get ready just now, you're going to get it. But when they get ready, I bet you ain't going to.
Hello?
But the bad part is.
Ready, man.
What's
now?
Glassman is on.
Glassman, they say he got a vagina. Now, I don't know. That's all kind of shit. I've been laughing at your new vagina. You got Glassman.
Say that one more time.
I don't talk to you either. You need to go find somebody else to do something with.
I think Bushnell think
he's a little more yourself. When it comes to Bushnell, I don't say it to you, but you're scared of your goddamn self.
Bushnell, I thought you were 28 for life.
Hey, man.
I thought you
were 28 for life. I'm tired of fucking with y'all. Sometimes you got to change, man.
Shit.
I'm tired of that shit. I ain't got no electricity to fuck with that shit right now, Glass, man. I got to shift gears on that shit, Glass, man. I ain't got no electricity, man, to fuck with them 28. Tied all that motherfucker back. Yeah, I ain't fucking with that right now.
What happened to 28, man?
I just told you, man. I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, you ain't fucking with 28.
No.
You were fucking with 28 until you had to fuck with me, and then you had to put 29 on the shit.
Glass, man, you nobody. I ain't no offense, man. You nobody, Glass, man. You ain't beat nobody. Turbo Chris between Turbo Chris and his brother. I lost more races than them dudes
before. Hey, I tell you what,
nobody, man. I ain't
picking
on you none of that, man.
Hey, Bushnell, I only been racing for 3 years, man.
Tony Bynes and see if we can get something locked in with the same Mustang he's racing Big Jake with. I'll try.
BET on there. BET got booking rights. BET online.
BET.
Hey, Jason. Hello?
Hey,
Jesus called me over the bat line, man. He was letting everybody know October 12th, you know, the guy he's going up at a North Star, you know, Shadow is supposed to be there versus Jeffel. And he said that all locked in races, he'll put $100 or more to all locked in races, whoever coming. So he wanted to let you know that. He's at the track, scraping the track right now. So he's good. Oh,
okay.
You know.
Okay. All right.
Troy, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to get it clarified real quick. Business, so you say you're not on 28th no more?
Yeah, what you going to do? You go, too. Shit, I'm glad you're talking about it. I know I can go. I'm talking about doing something. You go see it, too. What you going to do?
Did you take your medicine this week? Because you don't bump your head, man.
Medicine, let me tell you something.
I've been trying to get at you.
I ain't take no medicine, nigga.
You need to take some, then, goddamn it. Because I've been trying to get with your motherfucking ass.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? I got to leave it taking for 4 to 6 years. Again, well, I ain't got no problem, mister. You know what it is.
You done?
I ain't take medicine,
man. You done?
Yeah, I know. You done.
Can I talk? Because
yeah.
You just like Batman. You just like Batman.
Yeah,
run your motherfucking mouth. Shut your motherfucking mouth and listen.
Yeah.
I've been trying
what
to get
you
with your ass that Mustang. You was scared of a small block.
What
now,
you
I'm going to push. You on 29 now. Look, push there. Push there.
What you going to do, man?
Push there. Shut up. I don't give a fuck about that Mustang. You on 29s, right? Lock my motherfucking car in then, right? You lock my car in. What you want to do with my car in?
Sunday.
You
want me to spend it, man?
No, I don't need you to spend it. That's all I need you to hear you say, Pop.
Well,
that's
Sunday.
It. I see you. Now mute my motherfucking mic. I see you Sunday, partner.
Talking about medicine. Y'all don't use no medicine. Doctor said I'm in good health. He ain't seen too many come my age like this. Medicine. Learn some medicine, man.
What?
If I need a medicine,
what
is
that? What is that? What'd you do? You step on 29
left? What happened, man? Go ahead. You on 29 left? Yeah, man, I had to change up a little bit, man.
What?
Well,
no, they don't
want
to calm it down. I got both bags online.
Who is that? This
D&D. I got both bags online.
Oh, we got boss on it. Hold on. Hold that thought
Batman. Batman, still there? Batman, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, boss, go ahead,
man. Hey, what's going on, Tom?
What's going on, man?
Hey,
Wait, nothing. Y'all all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tony, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing. Y'all all right?
Pretty good. Hey, you want to try to lock something in with that Mustang you got locked in with Big Jake?
I'll lock in but one race at a time, you know.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do for you, man. I'm going to bring my car down there for you. I'll let you decide there.
What kind of car you got?
A red Mustang, 28.
I mean, on 28 small block.
Mm-hmm.
Small block on 28.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, my partner thinking about coming down there with me. Which one, Rafa?
It don't matter. I'm coming down there anyway. What's that? We run 1,000, 2,000, 3, it really don't matter, man. Whatever. I ain't trying to buy myself out of a race.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Let me call him, and I'm going to call this number that called me right back. Give me about 5 minutes.
Which guy is that, Big Ball Factor?
Hell no, man. I'm going to beat Big Ball Factor, too.
Which car is that?
I don't call like that, man. So, no, the car I beat last week, I ran last week at Jason.
Gotcha.
And he told me he wanted to get some grudge. He wanted to do a little grudging. He just saw it now, you know.
I got you.
So I'm going to call you and see if you want to make that trip out there, and I'll call y'all right back. All right. Okay, Sharon, who's your next caller, Sharon?
I can't tell if Mike is open or not. I don't know.
Yeah, his mic is open. He may be just listening.
Okay. All right, man. Well, you know, it's been a crank up again, man. It's been ought to be a pretty good month. Drag racing, man, you know. So, if anybody got anything new? We got a mic over, so. I'll tell you what, if we ain't got nothing to say, Tony, call. We can get Tony, we can get it hooked up. I know how to call Glass up and call me. So, but, you know, we're running up about 15 minutes here. Not a whole lot going on right now, not much people want to say. Everybody got locked in, ready to speak, and not sure. And we're going to go on and do last call. And follow,
Tracy,
follow. We're going to get out here. But let me say something before I do that. There's a big race going
hand.
On, bro. Let me finish saying this first, and then we get that on because I'm sorry. October the 19th, Roy J. Cole Killer got a real good race going on down in Macon. For anybody who want to travel out to Macon, National Dragway out there in Macon, Georgia, they got a real nice race going on October 19th. Hey, if you can make that race, it's going to be a good race. Who's people going to be there. They got a big G-Money race. You can make it out there. They're going down, but if you're going to that G-Money race, you got to make sure you got some horses. That G-Money race out there is going to be big, and boy, they got some horses, G-Bodies out there now. We got a big G-Money race coming up. I know Mississippi Joe going to do Tony Bynum November the 2nd. No problem raceway. And Louisiana, so that'll be another good race. With some G-bodies. So, guys, you got these G-bodies on 29. Don't travel with them, man. Make sure they're right, though. Get some horses out there on 29. So.
They don't show that Prescott, too, probably. Shit.
Well, they, yeah, Prescott's a new one up and coming track for T-Mac. So, that'll be a good race down there. So, there's going to be some action going on that track down there. So, hey, man, we're just trying to make sure we get the word out. These guys come to Texas and race with us. We just try to, it's good to see, you know, people go ahead and race against us, what this girls game is all about, man. People try to move on the team and try to help support each other. Hey, but sure, that's the first
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. There's some background noise, and I got a bunch of mics open, so. If you're not talking, do me a favor. Push the mute button on your phone until we come to you. Please. Hold on, Tracy. I got one more hand up, but hold on. I gotta close out the mic.
Somebody glass man. Somebody be glass man. I don't know. Somebody in the shop as well.
Glass man dropped out. Okay, it was Funky Town. I closed every mic, and it was the very last mic I closed, Funky Town. So I got one more mic that's open, and then I'll open them back up as you do final comments. DJ Manhouse.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Someone texted me and said that they putting some money together to get Batman some ADD medicine. I don't know, you know, if they trying to start some shit or whatever, but they think they got attention deficit and disorder. But I do have the one and only legend, Suke, on the phone. Y'all was calling him, and here he is.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, Suke, man? What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I heard my name pop up tonight. I'm trying to see what's going on, Tommy Dog.
Yeah, Bushnell, say y'all all right, but Bushnell, go Bushnell, Micah, Bushnell with throwing names out there, Bushnell say, God damn, he a mad man with money right now, he a pit bull, so he going down on people, so he's doing right.
Hey, I'm the only pit bull at the track, Atomic Dog. They got to come to me, man. You got to come to me, Bushnell.
Okay, I'm trying to get that little money deal, man, where Dion said that he'll put that
put my dial up to your 5,000. I won't run you no more. Wait, I mean, I'm trying to get that race on, man. We can do that Sunday. You know, he come on. Woodward said that, man. So I'm trying to get that on. You know, since you the baddest, last week you the baddest man right now. Last week you jumping that motherfucker starting suspension call with backhand calls. Now I told you I couldn't fuck with you, but since I can't fuck with you, I'm gonna need them odds, man. That was sold out there.
Hey, let me put it all like that. Hey, it ain't no racing going on. I'm just trying to bring some action, man. That's why I'm trying to race them boys.
I goddamn. I mean, everybody, they was jumping up and down on Grand Racing Gossip goddamn all week. And the Three Sisters was over there with all that shit. So, I mean, you know, they was putting you, you know, they didn't have nothing else. You know, so they was putting you in, and you know, putting you in there. So, but like I say, you know, but I'll run you, man. But I want, like I say, since you so fast like that, man, I want to get them odds, man, and try you with that, man, on that number, man. They was sending Woof Chickens or something over here, or bluffing or what? I don't know. You know, they said that I didn't. So, you know, they say the dozen was a lot of times we're coming out of that money thing. But I mean, you know, I'm ready. We could do that Sunday if you can get that in, man. You know, to find out about that.
Nah, I don't know about that, but I know one thing. We can pop our head up, and you got some action.
I'm about to see you, man. You know, you must be finna be pretty goddamn good. You got me scared a little bit, but I'm ready to try, you know. I got to see what you looking like, man, if I just jump in that car with you. I got to see what you looking like.
Man,
I ain't going
to
smoke that motherfucker.
Be ready to race, man.
You know? I'll make sure you ain't got nothing in that car and all that, you know, before I get in there.
No, I still got the same motor,
sure
the same engine.
The carpet, the hood, the breather, the trunk, the seat. Yeah, I got to check all that shit, man.
You can look at it. I still got back seat. If you got somebody on the ride with me, they can.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man.
I just love that action, man. That's,
I already know,
that's
man. You're a warrior in my book, 2K.
You
definitely a warrior, man. You ain't got the
to
shoot that.
Dog shoot down there in Green River, and I'm going to try a race down there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's where it go. I mean, I ain't fast. I ain't claiming to be fast. You know I ain't fast.
You put it on my radar, so they just said they said I won't do that no more. They said they'll pay to see if I do that again. So I'm kind of like, you know, see, could we do that, man? You know, that way I can down on jump one of the fastest motherfuckers down here. That's you.
No, I ain't the fastest. I'm the one that want to bring some action. That's all, just like you do.
Well,
you want to wait.
Okay, I know that, man. You ain't got to try to convince me with no shit like that, man. You know, I've been knowing you since HMP been opened up, man. That's been 05, 06, whatever that shit been. I don't know if it's been long enough. Know what you do.
Yeah. Man, let's boogie Sunday, man. Let's see what they do.
We definitely gonna dance suitcase, you know. We definitely gonna do that, man. I know since somebody go that little shootout supposed to be coming up, man, you know, with four of us up in there. So, I'm just trying to see, could I get that on before that, man? I'm trying to get a race this week, you know, or whatever, Friday. You know, you gonna catch me on Saturday, you're gonna catch me on Friday or Sunday, man. Along 2 days, you're gonna catch me.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I say, Sunday good for me.
Yeah. That's a 10-4.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
All right, then.
Hold on before you go. I'm definitely going to be watching you. You know, some people, you know, I've been around racing all my life. Some shit don't interest me at the track. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch you, man, because I know you're the warrior, so I'm definitely check you out. But the warriors ain't no warriors. Man, I stand in the pits back there. I don't even go up there that shit. I walk all the way. I jump on my little scooter, on my little fucking dog cart, and go away. All that shit don't interest me at the racetrack, man. All that shit don't. I hope so. But I know when you come up there, goddamn, I'm going to ease on over and find me a little spot to check you out, fast as street car.
You ain't got to do all that, Bushnell. You know, I ain't that fast, man.
Yeah, but you know what? You can do that and run good. I ain't want you to have your pants down, none of that. You know, the other boy, he had major problems, but he been running this car all year. I ain't going to put no name on it. We ain't going to go back to that no more, But I know you will. You gonna race or whatever, suitcase. So I mean, you wanted to warn you, man. So you know. So I mean, I got to check you out.
You know how I do it. Whether I'm ready or not, I still race. Ready or not.
Tenfold, man. I already know, suitcase. You ain't gotta convince me. I already know that, bro. And everybody else that know you too.
Yeah.
Thanks, still coming, dog, man. I've been trying to get on the show all night, man.
You've been trying to get on the
call.
Hey, Suke, you gotta
set
your alarm, man. You gotta set your alarm clock back 10 minutes to 7, man. And when hang on the line, man, you can't wait to 5 minutes after 7.
Yeah, he'll screw up post, man. He probably at the shop.
Yeah, man, I'm at the show. You goddamn right. I'm trying to get that killer ready.
Oh, shit, that's me, man. Yeah.
All right, man. Yeah, look at that, man. That for the night, we're coming up on an hour, man. We're going to get ready to do final comments, man, and we're going to turn this thing loose into next week. So, again, if anybody got a topic they think is worth bringing up, they want to talk about, got a discussion they want to talk about, got something to bring action to the grudge game, or whatever, feel free to text me, call me, let me know, man. You know, if it's something we can put out there to help the grudge game, come put it out there, man. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do with the grudge world. Hey, Sharon, we're going to go on and you can do last call. We're going to get out of here for the night.
Okay. DJ Madhouse, final comment.
Well, I just want to thank everyone, you know, who came to the show. Thank you, Atomic Doll, for having an outlet like this, man. It's the only outlet that's available that gives you straight-up in-your-face grudge talk. Thank you again.
All right.
Okay, final comment.
Thank y'all. Man, I enjoy the show, and I see y'all down there in Green River, Atomic Doll.
All right, man. Green River, Little River.
Yeah, what is that? Little River, okay.
Okay.
Little River.
I thought it was Green River. I know it's going to be some money down there, Thomas, dog.
Hey, throw me some money down there for you, so it might be green for you. Come on, do your thing, bro. Come on, do your thing.
All right.
Batman, final comment.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Final comment.
I thought you had me on mute.
I took you off mute for your final comment. I had everyone on mute.
Hey, man, listen here, man. Hey, 2K, I've been trying to call you all day now. Your phone is going straight to voice, man. I'm going to call you a little bit, man.
All right.
B-E-T, final comment.
Oh, okay. Good show, Trace. Yeah, guys, all you Texas guys out there, you ain't got far to go, man, to come to Arkansas, man. We're going to put on a good show over there with the D&D racing team. Hope see you over there, Bush Neal. We got that we got that junior waiting on you when you get there.
Shit, all
right. So anybody want to lock in a small block on 28 stock suspension, soon as we get through knocking a hole in goddamn it, Big Jake ass, we're going down leaving looking for somebody else. So y'all get your shit in gear. And another thing, Trace, and I heard Batman threaten me, said if I come to Dallas, well, he can meet me in Prescott. Meet me halfway, motherfucker. Weak bitch.
Come on, BT.
I'm done, man. I'm out.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What up, Doug?
I've been listening to the show, man. You know I'm on it every Tuesday. I guess I'm going to just go and transfer out this small town, man, because I can't take it no more, man. All this good grudge racing, man. I can't even get a regular race in my small town, let alone a grudge race. They can't even get enough folks to come race for free.
Hey, Doug, you're way out there, man.
I'm moving out of Portland, man. I can't take it no more. This small town, as much as I like racing, man, these guys down here, when I get to talking to them, man, they don't got nowhere late. Like I'm talking from outer space somewhere.
You got to come out of there.
Yeah, and then they come over and they see what kind of car I got and all the stuff I got on it, man. They be asking me how I do that. And I say, man, you can have anything you want if you want to have it. You know, you just got to be into it. But they feel good they want to race on the street and do all of that, man. And it rained too much, so I'm thinking about leaving. I ain't lying.
Hey, come on down. There's a lot of racing out this way, man.
Yeah, I'm sure try to get down there just for the get the get the, get get some rubber anyway or something. Talk with the guys. I talk shit, too.
You get them jets right?
Yeah, yeah. I got the jets in there. I just ain't, we got too much rain. I'm going to try to go and run maybe Friday or Saturday. I'm going to try to go and see what's going to happen with it Saturday because it's ready to go. There it is.
All right. You and Jeff, y'all load up, man, and come on, man.
Yeah, we're coming, man. We're coming. Shoot, I'm leaving all this shit behind, man. They too slow for me here.
All right, man. All right.
All right. I just appreciate this and Batman and all them guys down there. Shoot.
All right.
Right, top, final comment.
Okay, is my mic still open?
Yes, final comment.
Oh, hey, just you know, I just want to let everybody know, keep it grudge. Hey, partner, why you don't go to Seattle, man? What's wrong with Seattle?
Seattle's slow, too. Seattle, they got a few guys up there, man. They got, let's see. I hate to even say this on the air, man, but they got maybe one or two brothers up there that race.
And hey, you know what? Hey, you know how many things that's up there is fishing and hunting, man? You know that.
And then go up to, yeah, I go up there to Seattle, man, and they got some fast cars up there, but they don't want, they still don't want to run like we want to run, though. They want to run, you know, because part of the reason is some of them don't come to the racetrack sometimes because only one or two cars show up in the class. It's
well, come on down to Texas, man. Come on down out there. We race 12 months out of the year, long as it's not raining. Come on down here, man.
I know what you're talking about, man. Shoot, I have me a backup car to race a stock car, too, if I have to. All I need to do is just find me a good machine shop, give me a nice house, and I keep a job. I've been working all my life, so I ain't going to stop now.
I hear you, Doug. I hear you. All right, man. All right. All right, Sheriff.
Black, final comment. Black, final comment. Tree Man, final comment.
Hey, y'all know, them folks made Obama shut the government down today. Hey, give me about 30 more minutes. I'm going to shut it. Nah, I'm bullshitting. They found everything foreign to look into. I mean, say,
William Ryan, man.
Y'all be having some real comedy shit going on over here.
Right, man.
Jig, it was.
T-Mac, final comment.
Hey, Trey, good show, man. Okay. Good show, Trey, man. Appreciate, you know, you let me promote the show, man, and thank you for everything. And, man, just keep it grudging, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you, man. It's going to be all good. That's what it's all about, man. We got to work together, push these shows, and do what we can do and make what we can make, you know.
Already.
All right. Now, final comment.
Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks.
Nightmare, final comment.
Okay. Let me see. I don't know if he has one or not, but I'll check.
Troy Bird, do you have a final comment?
Yeah, I got in at the end. I heard Tony Bond to call me out.
Yeah, Tony called. He supposed to be calling back in. He ain't got back yet, but he was asking for you. So he'll probably call me tomorrow or glass. So I get with you if he got something for me. You know, he looking for some race.
Who is that, Trace?
Good day.
Tony.
That's Troy
Tony
Bird.
Troy Bird. That's Troy. Who that? You said was Troy Bird?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's Troy Bird.
Yeah.
What Bird got? What Bird got, Trace? What you got, Bird?
That is BET. BET is you?
Yeah, that's BET.
Troy, go ahead. BET.
What you got, Bert?
I got a little stock suspension Mustang on some 28s.
No wheelie bar?
No wheelie bars.
Small rock?
they never been cut on. Bumper support, power windows, everything.
Small
anybody
block.
Anybody look like me can get me.
Small block?
Small block.
Okay, okay, okay. You plan on being in Prescott on the 12th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's lock in 300 on 15 or better. Head up 8 Mile Pro Tree.
What you got?
Same as you.
We can do that. You sit in there like me, we can do that. No complaints.
No, I got small block on 28. Dr. Spencer Mustang.
Oh, you mini tub?
No.
No mini tub. No call over.
Man, look here, man. You're going to grudge race, you're going to class race, man. What you want to do?
I tell you what, I locked that in with my Camaro.
Man, come on, man. Okay, I got a Camaro. I got a Camaro too then.
Small block?
Huh?
Is it small block?
I got a Camaro, grudge top. You know what you say? I'm trying to run you with my small block Mustang. Mustang to Mustang.
Hey man, you can get my Camaro. My Camaro set up just like yours. Small block.
Casey, you know who this is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
What color car is?
He got a Mustang. I'm not sure what Mustang he's talking about. Ask him, you talking to him?
What I'm saying is he's trying to put another car. He's talking about another car now.
He set up like yours. I said anything that's set up like me can get it. I got another one set up just like yours. We can do it. Small block.
Look here, man. I'm trying to run you with my small block Mustang. Mustang to Mustang.
Well, I got a small block Camaro for that one.
What side of town on the Camaro? I might just fuck you up.
28 10 Y.
Oh man. I hate to do this, Tracy. You got a name out there in Texas. Do anybody know you?
A name?
Yeah, a grudge racer. You're known as a grudge racer out there. Or you just somebody just new on the scene?
Man,
We don't want no new meat. We want some of them old meats out there that claiming got some clout out there. But you can show
well,
up though. We might see. Accommodate you.
Well, back it up then.
Huh?
Yeah, back that up then. You worry about the wrong thing. That was money to me.
BT, go do that, son. Go ahead, Tracy. BT. Huh?
Huh?
All
right, go ahead.
Who is that? Who that calling me, Tracy?
Oh, no, I was saying, that was business. I was saying, he's going to be in all this, huh? He's coming down there.
All right, we'll. Yeah.
Hey, he's known grudge racer, man. Don't let him fool you, man. Everybody in the DFW know that dude, man.
Well, we're going to go down on his ass. I don't know him.
Yeah, well, you need to ask around. Everybody in the DFW know Troy Bird, man. He's a known grudge racer. Don't let him fool you, bro.
Okay.
One question.
Well, you gonna bring both of them car? You gonna bring both of them car, Bird?
Yeah, both of them gonna be out there. Lock that up.
I run that Camaro with a Camaro and that Mustang with a Mustang. How about that?
If it got 28 10 5 stock suspension, we can get it.
That's what it got.
You can get it. Yeah, you can get it.
You want to lock that up?
Yeah, it's your Mustang.
Mustang.
No, you ain't getting that one. You get that Mustang and that Camaro.
Well, I just had to see you over there, then, Barry, because goddamn it, you confusing me, man. I don't know what the fuck car you talking about. You talking about two different cars, man.
Yeah, so stop. I threw some bait out there for you. If you're going to jump on it. But anything shit like me, I promise you, you can get it. How about that?
Well, BET is thinking, Brother Boy.
I ain't thinking no more, man. Lock your ass in, man. 3 on 15 is better.
Hello,
Mustang,
huh?
Mustang, 8 miles.
No, 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 not you. All right, well, whatever you want to do, Jalen. I'll help you with it. All right.
I got a Camaro. I lock you in. I lock
we
you
might,
in.
We
and,
might be on, Jay, so you might can't
who is that?
BT, I might kill over. You open, y'all lock in or what? BT, you talking to that man, Troy, y'all locking in or what?
You said his name, Dale Bird.
Troy Bird.
Troy.
Yes, sir.
Well,
look
here.
Look here. Let's lock that Camaro in. Let's lock that Camaro in with Predator, and lock that Mustang in with Troy.
$315
about.
I told you I locked that Camaro in with that Mustang you talking about.
Man, you trying to tell me what you want, bro? What you want, bro?
I'm good. I do that.
Okay. Let's lock that Camaro in. Mustang, fuck it, man. I'm gonna show you by fucking with prime time. You done fucked up. I tell you what, let's lock in 300 on 15 better. Let's lock in 300 on 1,000 better with the Camaro against the Mustang. If you wanna run that Mustang, let's lock in 300 on 15 and better with it.
You wanna lock Camaro in
with the Mustang.
Yeah.
I don't care what you got, man. I'm telling you I'm coming to race, man. Don't be keep telling me what I gotta have. Don't keep telling me what the fuck I gotta have.
You won't do, but you don't come like that. You
gotta
kiss a goodbye.
Say what?
As fast as you want to, but you don't come sitting like that, you kiss a goodbye.
Well, you can go and kiss goodbye now, man. I'm gonna see your ass at the track. I believe you up some bullshit. I'm telling you right now, I don't class race. If you class race, you need to be on another line. I don't think this is a goddamn class racing line.
I'm looking for a grudge.
Well, I can't motherfucking tell, man. I'm trying to lock your ass in. You tell me the fuck I gotta have. What the hell wrong with you, man?
Okay.
You don't want to lock in, goddamn it. Just say you don't want to lock in. I see you at the track, man.
Real.
Bitch, man. What the fuck I gotta have?
I ain't stupid. I ain't gonna race no motherfucking ghosts. All this whipping you talking, they don't mean shit.
All right, Trace, you can go ahead, man. I don't know who this dude is, man. Bushnell, you know this clown,
you know,
man?
You gotta catch him at the range, BT. Hey, Sharon, hold on. I got Butler Boys trying to get on BT. Can you get Butler Boys?
Butler Boys, your mic is open. It's been open.
Oh, okay. Hey, Miss Sharon, how y'all doing? Tell me, dog.
What's happening, man?
Say, BT, tell me, dog. I'm trying to get out the old Butler mic.
What's up, Butler? Butler Boys, he ain't coming this far, Butler.
He ain't coming to piss that?
No, he ain't coming this far, man. I don't know, man. I probably have to go to the board to get him.
Where are you from?
Georgia.
No, we can't get him over here. He's from over there at Savannah, some damn well. We can't get him over here. That's one of them grudging shows going on somewhere. That's I believe that's all the way he'll come over here, but shit. You know.
What about that Walter man? He coming up there?
Oh, hell no. You know that's a... Tracy, you didn't hit this man on none of them old top sports. Tracy can't even get a race with them dudes, man. Man, them clowns there, man, they been holding on to that goddamn belt so long. That motherfucker probably a mill dude. He duck every goddamn body to try to get that motherfucker. Want that something, bitch, so.
Well, hell, I don't want no belt.
Yeah, I know it. You want that ass, but you ain't going to be able to get to it unless you go across over there. Sure ain't coming out of over there.
Hey, Trey.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, who throwing that race in Arkansas? Give me a number and name.
D&D on the phone.
T-Mac, D&D
on the phone.
D&D on the phone.
Say something.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey,
BDP.
Hey, Selmo, 501-0273.
870-what?
501-0273.
And it's
B&B? Yeah, D&D
Racing. D&D.
All right, I'm going to call you at the show.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, BDP.
BET may be trying to get somebody on. No, he's still on here.
He's still on here. He's calling you, BET. Who is that? Hey, this is Chris, man. You the cameraman. You the cameraman, right, to be at the track, right? Yeah. Well, I promise you one thing.
You know how when y'all lose, you don't post some races on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, you can unlock that in with Troy Burris. That's the rest you won't post.
Troy Burris the one ducking, man.
Troy Burris ain't ducking.
He ducking. He the one ducking.
Okay.
Telling me what I got to have. I'm trying to lock his ass in for what I got. If he don't want to race me, he need to go find somebody else to race then.
They ain't racing no back ass, Carl. No stock
I ain't gonna raise no back end neither. That damn Camaro you got ain't no stock suspension.
Yeah,
I already got a word on you, man. I'm just playing along with you, man. You ain't fooling nobody. But quick as I see you, down on your ass I'm going, I bet you that.
Okay, I hear you talking.
B, I'm gonna start checking them cars, see if they're back ass like you said. I ain't gonna run no back ass either then. No motherfucking back ass car.
Man, if I'm back half, I'm going to pay it as soon as it gets there.
For chicken.
Well, yeah. If you're scared by your dog, man.
Hey, man, call your boss, man.
By who?
Call your boss, man. You can't lock no race in. Call your boss, man.
You know that dude? Do you know him?
You know me, too.
I'm saying, do you know him?
Who, Troy Bird?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Tell me what type of clown he is.
Tell me what?
Tell me what type of clown he is. Sound like a clown to me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You know him, too.
He a clown, eh?
Yeah.
No, he ain't no clown.
Come on to the circuit. Come on to the circuit, fool.
Hey, man. I tell you what. I'm going to knock your dick plumb across the street. When I lay eyes on you, you hear me? You bring both of them motherfuckers.
I got enough of it. Put it up in.
Well, bring both of them motherfuckers you got, man. I'm gonna have an APPI looking for your goddamn ass.
Man, we talked about that already.
Well, just show up, man. Cause I like I said, you want a class race, I want a grudge race.
Okay.
If you don't fit like me, you lose the money and all this bullshit. What kind of bullshit that is, man? The hell you been raising that?
You know what you're doing. You're doing good. You know
that's right,
man. You know
that's right. You're damn right I'm doing good. You're doing good not to lock that money up. I'm from all over, man. I ain't no set place. Me and this goddamn Honda, we from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll be from Arkansas, goddamn it, next weekend.
Yeah, that's why I need to see you.
Mm-hmm. That's why I need to see you at, too.
I'll be there.
Well, ain't no sense to keep on, me and you keep on talking, because we can't talk nothing until we get to the track. So I'll see you at the track. Who else on here trying to go? That's it, Tracy? You ain't got nobody else trying to go?
Sound like
BET to shut this motherfucker down.
BET ain't done shit.
Okay. Okay. Hey, guys, the video, the promo's up. Y'all check the promotional video out for the October 12th Prescott out Arkansas race, man. Hope y'all enjoy it, man. Like I said, come on out, man. One and all, bring the kids. Nice facility. We plan on doing it big over there. Whole lot of all good and all day. They giving away $3,000 shootout over there. 28 versus 275 shootout over there. Get in where you fit in it. Virgin all day.
Okay, Sarah, what we got? What we got next time when we get out of here?
That's it, Tracy. It's on you.
Okay, man. Appreciate everybody for coming in, you know, trying to make Action Man line in these races, participating in the race you're going to participate in, man. That's what it's all about, trying to support each other. Again, man, for everybody in the nation, October the 19th, Little River, the Atomic Dog Shootout. It's a small track with a lot of fun. So, while you can make that race, but once you make the 12th, if you can make the 19th, if you can go to Georgia, the grudging race, you can go there. If you can go to Denton, go to Denton. Whatever you do, man, these races coming up, got to support each other, man. We're going to be trying to put it down October 19th. Got our own motor car. If you got action, somebody next year. But until then, man, we're going to keep it grudge, man. And we're going to get out of here to next Tuesday. We'll see y'all on the Atomic Dog Grudge Inc. Talk Show. Good night, everybody.
Hey, I'm friends.